I am Oscar Carlson for Odyssey Radio. Shortly after Donald Trump's inauguration, nearly all mentions of climate change were deleted from the White House website. Trump and his administration have made it very clear that they will cut regulations. This has caused great concern among environmentalists all over the world. Last week, I had the privilege to attend the Santa Barbara Film Festival. The star of the night, Jeff Bridges, gave me a brief comment on the issue. But I also got to interview Beth Pratt, the California director for the National Wildlife Federation, who is currently in the limelight with the documentary The Cat That Changed America. Pratt was worried about the current situation, but she was not discouraged.
It's tough. I'm hoping that we'll be able to work with this administration because, and maybe work on some compromise, because obviously this administration controls a lot, like the EPA, the Endangered Species Act. So I think we're going to keep fighting and trying to keep pushback if he takes away protections, but also try to work with him and his administration wherever they'll help. But there's no doubt for those of us in the environmental field, we're worried.
The documentary she and her colleagues have made is about a mountain lion called P-22. With the film, they want to raise awareness and help protect wildlife. Beth Pratt believes that environmental work starts at the bottom, and she encourages ordinary citizens to step up if the government turns its back on the environment.
This project that this film is actually being made about, to help protect mountain lions, we're building a wildlife crossing, the largest probably in the world. We're going after private donations. We're not going after much government funding just for that we know we can get it done that way. So I agree. I think there's a lot, especially in California, we have some of the best environmental protections in the country that don't rely on federal protections. So there's still a lot we can get done as citizens, either here in the state or anywhere, if the federal government doesn't step up or rolls back things. But it's so important to keep fighting and to... A lot of environmental stuff is really vital at the local level, so I think that's what to focus on.
In order to persuade climate change deniers, Pratt stresses the importance of symbols and wildlife as a unifier.
P-22 is a good example. He's an ambassador that we're seeing people give to this campaign who normally don't. I think something like connecting on a level with wildlife, I don't know anybody, conservative or Democrat, that doesn't respond when they see a bald eagle or, a fox or something. So I think trying to relate to people about what we both love and going from there. And I think wildlife is the perfect bridge. I really do.
Jeff Bridges was quoted saying contradictory things about our new president last year. In June, he said, "I don't go the Trump way." But in November, he said, "I'm rooting for the guy." So it's hard to tell where he stands. But before getting pushed into the venue at the film festival, where he was honored and celebrated, I got to ask his opinion on the Trump administration's policy on environment. His response was vague, but maybe revealing.
I'm really supporting those people at Standing Rock, and I think we've really got to be careful of protecting our environment. Native Americans, I think you've got the great idea honor Mother Earth and do everything you can.
No one knows how the next 4 years will unfold, but we'll see. A big thank you to Beth Pratt, who wants us to unite and work privately and locally for the environment. And a big thank you to Jeff Bridges, who wants us to be more like Native Americans. And finally, a big thank you to the Santa Barbara Film Festival. My name is Oscar Carlson, and thank you for listening to Odyssey Radio.